How are you surviving lockdown? Have you found different ways to fill your time, keep the energy levels up, and looking after your mental health? And have you managed to overcome some of those barriers? Now, for blind and partially sighted people, it's a similar situation, perhaps some different barriers and some different issues. So today we are going to be chatting with Toby Davey to find out how he and his wife are getting on. Toby, lockdown's been on now for a while. How have you found it as time's gone on? Has it gotten any easier?
It's difficult to say whether it's got any easier. It's sort of very much a norm and a very strange sort of scenario to get used to being isolated. And also because my wife has an underlying health condition. She's one of these 1.5 million people who are supposed to be shielded for, 12 weeks or even probably more. So it's been quite difficult because obviously I can't go out to the shops and things because I don't want to risk bringing any of the virus back into our house. So it has been a little bit difficult, but we have been lucky because we've been doing, like everyone else, a lot of online shopping, which has its complications, but it does seem to be working at the moment.
Has that been a challenge then? Because a lot of people have had issues with online shopping for deliveries and collections.
It has been a bit of a challenge. My wife, obviously, she's supposed to be on the vulnerable list, and we shop with our local supermarket. Before, we used to go in and, click and collect and all that kind of stuff and had online deliveries. But when lockdown happened, it took us 2 days on the phone of calling the supermarket. And it has been a bit tricky because you do your online ordering and you go around, book your favorites and stuff and things like that. And then on the day of delivery, you get an email and say, "Haven't got this, haven't got that, haven't got this," and you think, "Oh my Lord." So it's a bit like sort of playing the lucky dip to see what you're actually going to get when the supermarket man arrives with your shopping.
You're also a guide dog owner. Has that presented more challenges as well, especially with that shielded element to this as well?
Yeah, it has been a little bit tricky because I, in theory, should be staying at home and not going out as well at all, totally. But obviously, my guide dog, she needs to have a bit of exercise. But I've been going out very early in the morning at about 7 o'clock to take her for a walk around the block where I know I'm likely not to see anybody around. And also, guide dog food I know has been a bit difficult for some people. I was lucky I managed to get an order before we went into lockdown. So we're okay. But, there's all those sorts of things that you think about, food for your dog, if your dog gets ill, how do you get it to the vet and all those kind of things. But we're lucky because we have a garden, so she can go and run around in the garden and do stuff.
And so can you, or perhaps not run around the garden, but you can always use the garden as well.
I'm not really doing a sort of Captain Tom and doing laps of the garden. What I did do very early on, which very lucky because I sort of try and get to the gym, 3 or 4 times a week if I can. And when the gym closed, I thought, what on earth am I going to do? And I managed to get online through, online shop, a rower, and spend an hour on the rower. So at least I'm doing something. It's nice to be able to step out into the garden and listen to the birds and everything else, which is really lovely to hear.
Are there hobbies or interests? Because there's the mental health aspect as well. Does that keeping busy, keeping positive, keeping active?
The only way you can communicate with friends and family is by video call and stuff and things like that. And it's not the same as, so you can't hug anybody, you can't get close to anybody. And I think that's been hard for my wife. For me, I suppose having a sort of structure to your day, which sounds a bit strange when you're at home all the time, but getting up and actually thinking, okay, well, I'm going to get up, I'm actually going to do something. And I've actually, because I'm a Braillist and I learned Braille probably 20 odd years ago, and I've been doing an online Braille course, which has been keeping me busy and trying to keep my brain active with that. So that's been good fun, finding things to do. My wife has been doing a bit of beading and making jewelry and things like that. So she's been keeping herself active. But it can be quite hard sort of thinking of things to fill your day and not constantly watch the news, watch maybe the Downing Street briefing in the afternoon and maybe the news at 10 and that's it. I don't watch too much news because I think that can have an effect on your sort of mental well-being if you're just constantly on rolling news.
What would you say would be your top tip for surviving lockdown, or top tips?
So I think having some form of routine is good. Keeping yourself busy, keeping in contact with people, I think, is something that's really good. And I think it's been really good that all these sort of local Facebook and other social media groups and community groups have started popping up, and people are really helpful. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of visually impaired people, you know, like myself, we're all very independent and we don't really like asking for help or accepting help. But I think in these sorts of times that we're in, I mean, there's so many people out there who want to help. And I think that's something which is really good. If you need something, is actually ask for help and accept that help.
And if you would like more help, support and advice, then RNIB's helpline is there. The number is 0303 123 9999. It's Monday to Friday 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you can also find lots of information on the website rnib.org.uk. Toby, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck to you and your wife, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, and best to you, your family, and everyone else at RNIB Connect Radio.